Catholic priest Bishop Barron gives Jordan Peterson one of the best explanations about God I've heard in a long time. Take a listen to this explanation and stick around, because I'm going to let you know how this explanation works in the financial world.
We would say that God is not a being, but being itself. So the famous answer given to Moses, right? Ego sum qui sum. I am who I am. Moses is asking, what kind of being are you? He's trying to put God in categorical terms. And the answer there is so important, because that makes all the difference when it comes to understanding religious language. Is if we follow Moses and his question, we will inevitably end up in atheism. Because if you think God is a categorical object in the world, eventually you'll say, well, I don't see this object, and there's no evidence for it, and I can explain the world without it. So that's why the answer of God in Exodus is so powerful, because he's saying, dumb question, wrong question. I'm not a thing in the world that you can name. I am who I am, which means I'm the prius. That's Augustine's language. I'm prior to thought and to language. I'm prior to being. I'm that upon which the categorical realm depends.
Right.
From that, if you get God is as Aquinas says, the act of to be itself. So Aquinas says God is not en summum, highest being, but ipsum esse, right?
Right, to the be principle itself. Of being.
Right. So if you say that, well, then right away, you've got the central organizing principle of all reality. And then everything else has to cluster around, which is why we speak about God as being the creator of all things.
This directly relates to the financial world. We have to understand there's things that we can control and there are things that we cannot control. We cannot control the being of God, of who he is and how he manifests this world. I love how he said, trying to bring God into this categorical world where he's tangible and he has eyes and ears and can taste in the literal sense as we perceive it as human beings. The same thing is related to wealth and wealth status. We have this idea that wealth or true wealth is something that's tangible, something that's categorical, something that we can touch, our cars, our clothes, our houses, the jewelry that we wear. All those things seem to be wealth. And that's what people want. Signs. For years and years and years, even all the way back to biblical times, people wanted signs. People wanted things that were spiritual to become manifest into the physical, and they don't work that way. That's why he says, listen, God is God. Things are things. And the same thing with your wealth. Your wealth is not determined by what you have in your household. It's what you have in your spirit. What's the point of having all these decorations if you don't have the true essence? What's the point of being in this world if you don't have God? And I love this concept. If we focus on this when we're investing, we understand that we cannot control the stock market. But what we can control is our participation in it. We can react and act based on the inputs and the outputs of that stock market. And that comes from being a prudent, patient investor who trusts in prayer and has faith in God that he is going to guide them in the right directions. So once again, when you're thinking about wealth, when you're thinking about where you are in your life, I want you to look inside yourself, not outside yourself. The outside is nothing but a shadowy representation of who you are on the inside. If you're looking for true wealth, it says in the Bible, seek ye the kingdom of God first, and everything else will be given unto you. Well, that is it for me. I just want to share this insightful thought with you today. It's not going to be a long podcast, but I want you to take this. I want you to share it with your friends and family, because I want you to make that shift away from the status symbols of cars, clothes, and money and status. And I want you to switch it to a God that is beyond our perception and our understanding, but yet we have faith to get closer to him. Now, this is the time for you to participate. How do you feel about God? Do you think that he's the end all say all? Do you think that the manifestation of what's inside will directly show on the outside? Or is there a hidden realm of wealth and success that we just can't see? Well, let me know in the comments below. If you like this episode, make sure that you like, comment, and share so we know that these are the type of episodes you like to listen to. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.